So I developed this 7-step meditative rest exercise. Having looked at some of the mindfulness things that are out there, I discovered that I was doing this myself. So I thought, oh, well, maybe I can help other people do it if I just share some of my experiences. Now, you can use this as a way of bringing yourself to a place of rest and to live from a place of rest. But I would encourage you more to just sort of use it as a way that you can develop your own. Because this works for me, because this is how I've begun to live. You know, I didn't start out with, I am going to develop a 7-step meditative rest exercise. I just discovered that I had these 7 steps that I engaged every day. And actually, sometimes when you put it into that form, it helps other people to engage. So the first step is love, compassion, feeling God's love, knowing God's love. Joy, feeling thankful and grateful. Because when you're thankful and grateful, you're not moaning and complaining about everything. You feel joyous. Peace, living from a state of forgiveness and blessing. Surrender, being living sacrifices, not doing it in our own strength and for our own purpose. Engaging destiny, having a clear vision of my day. If you don't know what a clear vision of your day is, what are you going to do every day? Drift through it. Get through it, struggle through it. Some days will be good, some days won't be so good. We need to engage destiny for our day, framing life and creating that reality. Not just hoping for the best, that something will work out. Actually, rule in sonship to create the reality that you are engaging in destiny and living in blessing and empowerment. You know, I live from the place of, I am blessed and highly favored. And every one of you are blessed and highly favored, whether you know it or not. If you don't know it, you won't live as blessed as highly favored. When you do know it, it will totally change the perspective of what your expectations are every day. Now, I don't expect problems every day. I expect success every day. But if problems arise, I don't frame my life not to have problems. I frame my life to be able to overcome all the problems, because I can subdue. And I often grow stronger through subduing and overcoming. But I frame my life with the expectation I will be able to do everything that God has called me to do today in relationship with Him. And some days that is, hey, watch the football and have a really good time in the garden. It doesn't all have to be super spiritual stuff. God loves to be involved in our everyday lives. You know, I like normal everyday things. God speaks to me through normal everyday things as much as through anything else. So if we can practice this, and it takes some time to practice this. I developed this over 10 years, basically. So it's not something that I just did immediately like that. But I know that these are the things that if you learn to do, can bring you to a place of rest. So what you begin with is Yod Heh Vav Heh, the name of God, in us. That's where we start. God isn't somewhere out there. Although He is somewhere out there, He's also imminently in us. So the rhythm of life is the breath of life. Now, what did God do to kick everything off? He breathed into Adam. He breathed the breath of life into Adam, and He is still breathing into us, if we'll only take a breath. Then when we breathe out, the rhythm of life actually is Yod Heh Vav Heh, the name of God. So we breathe out Yod. And what do we do then? Breathe in Heh. Then breathe out Vav and breathe back in Heh and repeat. So we're consciously breathing to the rhythm of the name of God, who's in us, and we focus that. So when we meditate, the best thing to do is start with breathing. Focus your breathing and slow your breathing down to connect with God. And I do that every day. When I first wake up, the best state to do meditation in is before you've kicked off beta wave thinking, when you're still in half alpha wave, theta wave and delta wave, when you just wake up. because your mind is already at a place of somewhat resting, unless you've had a disturbed night or a bad dream or something. So it's a good thing just to start breathing. No, now you don't have to think about breathing. It's part of the autonomic system. But if you're going to meditate, it's good to think about breathing because it actually focuses on slowing down. Because when you think about breathing, you're not thinking about all the other things that are there. You start to think about, breathe, take a deep breath, and then breathe out. Yod, hey, vav, hey, yod, hey. And actually, that's the rhythm of life. It even sounds like it when you actually breathe, when you listen to your own breathing. It sounds like the name of God, because it is the name of God. Because his name is intrinsically part of our life. So that's a good place to start. It's also a good place to end. So we start with God in us, and we end with us in God. And that's the cycle where the end and the beginning meet all the time, every day. Because I'm in him. And I can consciously step into him and step into his name within the arc of the tabernacle, within the framework of heaven, and step into the four faces of God, which are a reflection of his name, the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man, and be in his name. Now, when I'm in his name, I'm empowered by his name. I'm in the power of that name, in the power of attorney of that name. You know, in the name of Jesus is not just something you tag on to the end of your prayer, hoping God will answer it, because you've said it holily in the name of Jesus. It's not a good lucky charm that you add on to the end of a prayer. It's actually a state of living, a state of being in the name of Jesus, of being in the place where you can see in the kingly function of the lion and the prophetic function of the ox and the apostolic function of the eagle and the priestly function of the man. And that is the order of Melchizedek. So we can begin to engage in that and live as royal priests. We're as royal priests bringing heaven and earth into alignment when we focus in living from that perspective. So we live in the power of his name. So what we're just going to go through this mindfulness process, okay? Now, just sort of engage with the process and begin to focus your thinking in it. It might be difficult for you because you haven't done it before. You know, it usually takes a number of times to get used to doing something. But for me, this is 10 years of life. So for me, it's really easy. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to read a pamphlet or a book or anything else. I just do this when I wake up, you know, and I engage it and I come from that place of rest. So essentially, rest, meditation, mindfulness is just preparation for our day. It's preparation to live as a son of God and be successful each day. So, first of all, just close your eyes. Now, as you're closing your eyes, just begin to think. You don't want to empty your mind. That's not a good thing to do. So you want to focus your thinking. So we're going to start to focus our thinking. And focus our thinking on our breathing. So start thinking about breathing. And begin to slow down your breathing to the rhythm of yod, hey, vav, hey. So just breathe in deeply. You're breathing in the very breath of God. And then just exhale slowly. Yod. And breathe in. Hey. And just exhale. And breathe in, hey. And just repeat, yo, hey, vav, hey. just keep breathing slowly and just begin to think about God as love. God is love. You are God's first love. God needs to become your first love. You can live love. So just begin to think about being loved, being cared for. Think about being accepted. Accepted by your loving Father, who affirms you as his children. Just feel God's love, the compassion he has for you, the comfort that that brings you in, the place of safety, security, being loved. Now just think of the door which is in your spirit. This is the door, the gateway of first love, that Father, Son, and Spirit are knocking on that door. So just choose to reach out and open that door and invite the very presence of the Father, Jesus, the Son, the Holy Spirit of truth, to just come and fill your spirit. And they stand surrounding you with their arms of love all around you, cocooning you in that deep sense of their love. Just begin to sink into that place of rest, resting in the love of God. And that, feel that love begin to flow into your spirit, filling you, flowing deeper and deeper, filling you with the very essence of God, his love, filled to overflowing with love, safe and secure, resting in God's arms of love. Now in that safe place, just surrender. Surrender your life this day into God's trust, into his care, into his provision, into his empowerment. Willingly take that yoke of Jesus and become joined to him as a son and a co-heir. Now feel that love flow like a river, flowing through the gates of your spirit, flowing into your soul, flowing into the garden of your heart, saturating your soul with love, flowing through the gateways of your soul, touching your conscience with love, touching your imagination with love, your mind, emotions, will, all the reasoning and thinking. Your choice, saturated with love. Surrender to that love and be at rest. Now just let that love touch your physical body, touching your inward parts, touching your heart, your lungs, flowing around your circulatory system, flowing within your blood, touching every part of your body, your brain, your liver, your kidneys, every part of you, just touched with love, saturated in love. Now feel that love flowing over your physical body. That love over your head, flowing down your shoulders, over your chest, all the way to the very tip of your toes. Just completely surrounded and saturated in love. Now release that love like a flowing river through you, through what you see, through what you hear, through what you say. Create an atmosphere of love around you. Love flowing like a river from your innermost being, flowing around your life. You're living loved. Now just release and direct that flow of love to different areas of your life. Let that love flow in touching your family. Just think about your family. Release love. Perhaps to your workplace, friends, to the ecclesia that you might be part of, to the community in which you live, to those areas that God's given you responsibility for. Let love just flow. Love overshadows your life like a flowing river. You're in a state of bliss, living love, in a deep state of rest, resting in God's love. Now just begin to think of something to be thankful for, something you can express gratitude towards, so you can begin to love living. Continue just to relax in that place. Just think of somebody that you're thankful for and release that gratitude. Just begin to thank God for His love. Thank Jesus for all that He's done. Thank the Holy Spirit. Just let joy begin to fill you and saturate you. Just let that joy flow into your soul. Feel that joy flowing over your body, from your head to your toes. Just release that joy as gratitude flowing from the inside. Fill the atmosphere around your life with joy. Whatever you look at, see through the lens of joy. Just begin to focus on peace. Living in a loving way towards all those around you. Ask God to search your heart. And just think of anyone or anything that's disturbed you, frustrated you, annoyed you, upset you, or hurt you. Now picture that person and consciously choose to forgive them and release them. Visualize that person and say to them, I forgive you. I release you from what you've done and I bless you. Now hear that person say, I receive your forgiveness. Think of anyone that you may have hurt, upset, annoyed. Visualize that person and ask them to forgive you. And just hear them say, I forgive, release, and bless you. Feel that peace, being at peace with yourself, at peace with God, at peace with the world, just taking you deeper and deeper into rest. That peace flowing over you like a river, from your head to your toes, just cocooned in peace. Now just release that peace from your innermost being. Create an atmosphere of forgiveness around your life. Release that forgiveness out into the world. Now just begin to surrender. As the living sacrifices, present yourself to God, present your day to Him, present your life to Him. You're safe, at rest, secure. Now choose to surrender your free will to embrace God's will. Present yourself to Jesus, your high priest. As a living sacrifice, see yourself lying on the altar, ask the Father to search your heart, reveal any anxious thoughts or any wrong ways, ask the Father to deal with anything that will hinder you fulfilling your destiny today. Ask the Father to reveal the desires of his heart for you. turn your heart towards seeking first the kingdom of God. Just tell the Father you only want to do what you see Him doing. Allow the Father to transform you, renew your mind, conform you to sonship. In that place of surrender, just begin to engage your destiny. Begin to think about the scroll that's written of your life today. Resting in joy, peace, and love. Just receive that scroll, the revelation of His purpose for you today. Think of today as an opportunity and a pleasure. As you think of your scroll, some specific mandates, what the Father's going to do through you, in you, and around you today may come to your mind. Let Him write those things on the tablets of your heart. And as you choose only to do what you see the Father doing, His will is nourishment to your soul. Feel His strength fill you. Empowered, blessed. So just think about your day and rest. Just accept your destiny, relax, feel the joy and pleasure of the Father's heart. Your destiny today is filled with love and joy and peace. Your day is framed in rest. Just feel the desire in your heart rise, overflowing with love and joy and peace, bringing that sense of fulfillment. Visualize your day being blessed to be fruitful, successful, fulfilling and being fulfilled at home, work, everywhere you go. Grace and mercy and love go before you. They surround you. You are protected. Just begin to start framing your life from that place of peace and rest. Your scroll in your heart, as you think about being seated on that throne in the heavenly realms in Christ. Seated in rest, love, joy, and peace. See the possibilities for you to be fruitful today. And begin to choose the reality of fruitfulness to manifest around you today. Let the desires of the Father's heart for your fruitfulness to fill you with passion, excitement, and just begin to frame your day from the desire of your scroll, the reality you've chosen, with the favor and blessing of God. Declare success, call forth the alignment of heaven and earth,
As you think of your day, begin to see what you need and see the reality of that blessing. Call forth the provision that you need to fulfill your destiny today. Declare that you have all that you need to fulfill all that you are and all you're called to do. Call forth the connection with the angelic realm and the cloud of witnesses and the seven spirits of God. And release the sound and frequency of rest out into creation that will attract fruitfulness. Just that peace and contentment, let it rise up in your heart. And release that peace as a river into the atmosphere around your life. Now just step into Yod Heh Vav Heh. Picture the ark of the presence of God, the four faces of God, the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man. And take a step into God's name. Feel the pleasure of the Father's heart for you, for your destiny today. Hear the Father's words of affirmation. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter, in whom I'm well pleased, in whom my soul delights. Hear the Father say, I bless you. I bless you, my son. I bless you, my daughter, to be fruitful today. I empower you to prosper and to succeed today, to increase, overcome all obstacles and to rule. Now feel the light of love energizing you. Feel the energy and the power of God's presence pulsating within you. You are in Yod Heh Vav Heh. And Yod Heh Vav Heh is in you. Your identity and position is of the order of Melchizedek. You're joined to the Lord and one spirit with him. You're a house of God and a gateway of heaven into the earth. Feel and sense the abundance of life within you. Be at rest, fulfilled and contented, filled with love, joy, and peace. Now release that flow of abundant life as a river flowing from your innermost being into the world all around you. You're a manifestation of heaven on the earth. You are a son of the living God. Live love, love living, and live loving. Hopefully you've fallen asleep. It's a good place to fall asleep, in a place of peace and rest. But that's my life every day. Now, you can adapt that to your own life situations. So use the words that God would speak to you. But if you frame your life every day like that, you're going to live from a place of peace and rest, and you're going to flow and fulfill sonship. But it takes discipline to practice that. You have to quieten your soul. You've got to still your mind. You've got to come to that place. Now, that exercise takes 20, 25 minutes. You know, for me, I can do that in 5 minutes because I live that way. But I love lingering in some of those places. So sometimes I'll linger at the first love stage for most of the time. Sometimes I'll linger in the four faces of God. Sometimes as I'm a living sacrifice, God will show me something he needs to deal with. So I'll go to the courts. I'll deal with that issue. You know, this is something which is part of developing an interactive relational lifestyle so that you can live and fulfill who you are as a son of God.